Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay. I'll tell you a Christmas story, okay? All right. Poor little Jimmy McKay thought he was the most unlucky boy in the whole world. Everything seemed to go wrong for him. He dropped his favorite toy car in a storm drain. And it was winter, and he was really cold because his shoes were super thin, and he didn't have a coat. His daddy didn't have the money to buy him a coat because he just lost his job. Even worse, Jimmy was hungry because he only had an apple for lunch, and that wasn't enough. And he knew that when he got home to his little apartment, he would only have toast for dinner. And just then, he saw a toy shop. It was all lit up and had a bunch of awesome toys. And he wanted so badly to go in and buy his sister a Christmas gift, but he only had a penny in his pocket. "Oh, I'm so unlucky," said Jimmy. And suddenly, a nicely dressed lady stopped him on the street. "Oh, are you Jimmy McKay?" she asked. "Yes," said Jimmy, surprised. He didn't know the lady. "Well," said the lady, "you're on our list at church, and we wanted to invite you to a Christmas party next week. Here's your ticket." "Oh, wow, thank you," said Jimmy. "Well, my sister Jamie is sick, but she'll be better next week. Can she come too?" "Oh, I'm sorry," said the lady, "but we can only take one person from each family. Maybe next time." Jimmy thought about giving the ticket to his sister, but it had his name on it, and he said that only he could come. So the next week, Jimmy went to the party, and he had lots of fun. There were games and lots of delicious food. And then at the end, it was time to give away presents. And there's a Christmas tree with toys all over it. And each of the children got to pick whatever present they wanted off the tree. And Jimmy knew exactly what he wanted. There was a shiny red fire engine. And he hoped no one would pick it before his turn came. And then, yeah. "Jimmy, it's your turn," called out the nice lady who invited him to the party. "Oh, yes," Jimmy exclaimed. And he ran up there and he was about to ask for the engine. But then he stopped. And Lydia asked him, "What would you like, Jimmy?" Oh, Jimmy sighed and he looked and he said, "Well, I really want the engine, but I think I'll take that doll over there." So the lady gave him the doll. Tears were in Jimmy's eyes, but he walked back to his seat. And all the other kids started to laugh at him. "Ha ha, look at Jimmy, he took the doll, ha ha." And all the little girls were kind of sad. "Oh, I wanted that doll," said one little girl. Jimmy was so embarrassed. After the party was over, he ran straight home. But he felt a little better when he went into his sister's room, and she saw the doll. "Oh, Jimmy, is that for me? Thank you, thank you. It's so pretty, I love it," she said. She was so happy, and Jimmy was glad he hadn't picked the engine. And then suddenly there was a knock on the door. And Jimmy went downstairs, and it was the lady who invited him to the party. "I'm sorry the other kids were mean to you," she said. "I told them why you picked the doll, and they were sorry too, and they wanted you to have this." She gave him a package, and then she left. And when Jimmy opened the package, inside was the little shiny red fire engine. And in the story, Jimmy was like Jesus. He gave up his great present to make his sister happy. And that's what Jesus did. He gave up the great things of heaven to come down to the earth and save us from sin. And that's the first Christmas. And so, you know what would make Jesus really happy? If we would choose to love him and follow him forever. Okay, you can go back to your seats.